Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q broadcast for Wednesday, June 3rd. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you following along at home doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub and QAlerts.app. If you're new to Q and looking for information, or if you need some for your friends or family, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It is Volume 1 of the Q Chronicles. I cover some of the main themes that Q discussed early on in the operation. It also has a glossary in the back with over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, and agencies to help you decode Q. That book is available both on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. My theme for this broadcast is All Systems Go. Going to do a little bit of connecting some dots with some past posts to help understand the context of some of Q's current posts. So for about a month now, Q has been making obscure references to military operations. We know that Q doesn't post random messages. There's a relevance to everything that Q posts, but so far it hasn't been extremely clear to me exactly what the relevance is of these military type posts. But the events over the last couple of days are shedding some light on some of that. So between May 6th and May 13th, Q dropped a link to the video of the AC-130 gunship conducting nighttime operations with the laser, the green laser. And if you've watched videos of mine in the last month, you're familiar with that. It's curious to me that Q continually posted that C-130 gunship video over the course of about a week with no explanation and no context. We don't really know at that time what Q was getting at. Then on May 24th, Q said, without providing any context, ILS approach looks good. This is in response to an Anon. And although ILS, instrument landing system, is used by civilian aviators, it took the conversation in the general direction of aviation terms. And then on the 30th, Q closed this post about the Insurrection Act with call the ball, another aviation term. That is for when an aviator is coming in and they're looking to be on the right glide slope approach to the aircraft carrier. Call the ball is a phrase that they use. So then the next night, immediately after the president issued an ultimatum to governors to either call up the National Guard and get riding under control, or he said he would deploy the military immediately, and I mean within 5 minutes, Q posted this, Roger. Ball has been called, good and green, Q. So I'm taking this as a signal that a lot of this military talk has something to do with the operation to deploy the military to bring rioting under control. So then Q posted this. It's an old drop from October 31st or November 1st, depending on what time zone you're in. This post was near midnight. It could show the date of November 1st. It could also show the date of October 31st, just depending on your time zone. So don't be too confused about that. This post, Q wrote, think about it logically. The only way is the military. Fully controlled, save and spread once 11-3 verifies as first marker. Biggest advance drop on poll. Poll is politically incorrect. That is the board that this post was made on. Q also posted this tweet by the president. This was a tweet on June 1st, and the text of it is November 3rd. All right, and then Q wrote, all systems go, Q. So I think, obviously, we're still talking about military operations. The president didn't actually give us any context for November 3rd. Now, you would assume that it was just in relation to the coming election, and that's possible. But it could also be related to this post by Q as a marker. That's what Q is getting at. So this is the original post from Q. The interesting thing about this post is there wasn't a date specified. Right? It just says once 11-3 verifies as first marker. Well, 11-3, what's the year? We don't know. Now, the context of that post on October 31st was the prediction by Q that Podesta and Huma Abedin would be indicted on 11-3 and 11-6. So most of us were assuming that 11-3 verifies as first marker, was referring to Q's prediction of Podesta's indictment. But now we're looking at this thinking, well, was Q actually predicting a military operation that was going to take place in 2020? That is a very interesting possibility. The takeaway from this is that the military is being deployed to restore peace and quell the rioting. Yesterday it was announced that the Pentagon was moving 1,600 troops, including infantry, to bases near the in the D.C. area. Now, there's some controversy over this because Defense Secretary Esper initially sent some of those troops home today, and then a couple of hours later, there was an announcement that Esper had reversed course, and he is having those troops stay in the D.C. area. That's a developing story, so stay tuned for more information on it. A lot of people ask why Q predicted that Podesta, Hillary Clinton, and Huma Abedin would be arrested or indicted, and they weren't. Doesn't that prove that Q is an unreliable source of information? Well, Q is an unreliable source of information because Q provides disinformation. So we know that the Saudi government donated between $10 and $25 million to the Clinton Foundation. That sort of makes Hillary and Podesta assets of the Saudi government. Now, imagine if you are a member of the Saudi royal family and you see some guy on 4chan predicting that Hillary and Podesta and Huma Abedin are going to be arrested or indicted on November 3rd. You might be focusing your attention, maybe deploying assets and trying to secure the safety of those people. Imagine their surprise when on November 4th, it was the members of the Saudi royal family that were arrested. It was a diversion. It was just to take attention of the Saudis, put it on American politicians, when in fact the Saudis should have been taking care of themselves. All right, moving along. Q posted a link to a tweet and video featuring Hillary Clinton and George Soros. I'll let you listen to this.
It is not enough for America's future that some participate and others don't. We have been given an extraordinary blessing. And at this moment in time, our country needs us. And we need people like George Soros, who is fearless and willing to step up when it counts. So please join me in welcoming George Soros.
It is the first time that I feel that I need to stand up and do something really and become really engaged in the electoral process in this country.
And Q then said, expect us. Q, expect us seems to be a little jab at Anonymous. There's an internet rumor going around that Anonymous has a bunch of dirt on President Trump. And apparently Q, I think, is letting Anonymous know that he doesn't really care about them and he's not concerned. So on May 31st, Q said that the mapping of the group Antifa began a long time ago. All right, this is Pink Post here, is the 31st. Q reposted that and a link to an article by Fox News revealing the fact that high-ranking members of Antifa are likely to be indicted soon. Q posted a quote from the article, "But even before riots exploded across the United States in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, federal and local officials have long been investigating the inner workings and revenue stream of the anarchist left-wing outfit, and arrests among its highest ranks may be imminent. Intelligence sources pointed out that indictments have been building for some time, and a close examination of funding revenues remains under the microscope. While Antifa operates as something of a leaderless, militant wing, sources closely engaged in the matter said there are identifiable top brass driving and inciting criminal activity." Q. So here's the link to the Fox News article. And then Q posted an American flag. "We are united. We will prevail. God bless America." Q. All right. A little more history. So between May 22nd and June 3rd of 2018, Q did not post. That is a 11-day space there where there weren't any posts from Q. When Q returned, explained blackout was necessary. We have this post, boom, 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 a week to remember, dark to light, blackout necessary. Q. The boom for this week was in reference to the fact that President Trump made a trip to Singapore that week. He actually left on June 9th and met with Kim Jong-un and signed the first step in a nuclear disarmament treaty. Now, we have this photo that went viral on Twitter. It was posted by a number of news outlets, and they claimed that this was a picture of the White House on Sunday night, when in fact it wasn't. This is an old picture from about 5 years ago. There was these accusations that the president had turned off the lights in the White House because he was afraid, he was cowering in the basement, in the bunker. There's all this rumor going on about the president, right? So Q posted a photo of that darkened White House and the boom, boom, boom post, dark to light, from June 3rd, and said, dark to light, Q. All right, so dark to light, June 3rd, this post, June 2nd, dark to light. A few minutes later, Q posted this, Proverbs 13:9, the light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is extinguished, Q. Well, here's another verse. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And I'm going to address this because I know people are going to be curious about it. So President Trump has been bringing up U.S. Attorney Huber. And this is his second tweet about Huber in the last couple of days. So President tweeted out, undercover Huber is a great spoof. Funny, but at the same time sad. Because the real John W. Huber did absolutely nothing. He was a garbage disposal unit for important documents and then tap, tap, tap. Just drag it along and run out of time. AG Jeff Sessions was played like a drum. Okay, so ask yourself, why is the president highlighting U.S. Attorney Huber now? Why? Why all of a sudden is the president interested in shining a light on Huber and what Huber is or is not investigating? Now, we know from a year ago, there was this interview with Attorney General Barr. This was on May 30th, I believe, of last year. This is what Barr said about Huber's investigation.
Huber had originally been asked to take a look at the FISA applications and the electronic surveillance, but then he stood back and put that on hold while the Office of Inspector General was conducting its review. So he has not been active on this front in recent months, and so Durham is taking over that role. The other issues he's been working on relate to Hillary Clinton. Those are winding down, and hopefully we'll be in a position to bring those to fruition.
So the question is, what exactly is going on with U.S. Attorney Huber? You can just sort of ask yourself a few questions to figure this out. Ask yourself if you think President Trump actually knows what is going on with Huber's investigation and what is happening with Durham's investigation. I think the president does know what's going on with Huber and with Durham. Publicly, Trump has said he is not involved and does not know the details of these investigations. Right now, if the president is putting on the public face that he doesn't know anything about what's happening with Durham, what's happening with Huber, he has to continue with that story. So him tweeting as if Huber is doing nothing is not unexpected. I would expect him to do that. I would not expect him, if he was going to say anything about Huber, I would not expect him to say, hey, Hillary, guess what? Huber is coming after you, because you don't want the president trolling Hillary and threatening prosecution coming into an election. So I suspect that the president is providing disinformation regarding Huber's investigation. I think Trump knows what's going on. I think he knows that Huber's investigation is done. I'm sure there's a lot of sealed indictments already. But Trump is deliberately acting as if Huber's doing nothing because it's for optics. Optics are huge. And he cannot, at this point, afford to look as if he is gunning for Hillary or any of his other enemies. All right, so Q posted a link to Q Army. They did this thread, and Q said, worth remembering. So I'll just go through the thread here. Q Army Stormtrooper wrote this: the last several days of Antifa attacks against the White House and other targets in Washington, D.C., and this photo of military police standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial reminded me of something very important, a news article from July of 2019. So the news article is from Bloomberg, and the article is dated July 22nd, and it mentioned the discovery of an ongoing top secret military mission around Washington, D.C. If you've been following Q for the last year, you'll remember that Q posted about this. The article referenced a tweet by Alan Wayne. In the tweet, Wayne made reference to U.S. Army's mysterious mission and then made a very suspicious statement. Certain people might be interested, right? And he put that in with an asterisk on both sides. Was Wayne trying to tip off Antifa and planners of the current insurrection? Right, that's a good question. So here's a screenshot of the tweet and the Q post with Alex Wayne's tweet about that. And then he says, now let's go back to the July 23rd tweet referenced in the article about the secret military operation. Let's focus on the government document that he linked to in the tweet. Here's a document. The document said, the Army will be creating a SCIF to support secure mission communications and information at Davidson Army Airfield. Q Army Stormtrooper goes on. SCIF stands for Sensitive Compartmentalized Information Facility. Q mentioned such a facility in drop number 14 on October 31st, 2017, along with mentioning Antifa by name and asking the question, what happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? Boom. Q then reposted that drop that the Anon was talking about, highlighted SCIF military intelligence, and wrote this, 10:31, 2017 _10:15 Full circle. Why is Antifa allowed to operate? What happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? What happens if mayors, police, commissioners, and chiefs do not enforce the law? Think recent events. You have more than you know, Q. So Q here was telling us the entire time, 3 years ago, that there was likely to be unrest, there was likely to be acts of domestic terrorism, but that the military would handle it when local law enforcement would not. So M. Faust tweeted this out, the vagrant Pepe. 2 years, 7 months, and 1 day ago, we were told there would be riots. We were told there would be temporary military control. We were given the end at the beginning. Unreal. And Q posted a link to that tweet and a screenshot of a tweet by the president, and the best is yet to come. Now, Q reposted the drop from 31st. Antifa mapping started a long time ago, and Q says, now reread this again. And then there's a quote. But even before the riots exploded across the United States in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, federal and local officials have long been investigating the inner workings and revenue stream of the anarchist left-wing outfit. An arrest among its highest ranks may be imminent. Intelligence sources pointed out that indictments have been building for some time, and a close examination of funding revenues remains under the microscope. While Antifa operates as something of a leaderless militant wing, sources closely engaged in the matter said that there are identifiable top brass driving and inciting criminal activity. Q. Q posted this around midnight last night. Mistakes to some are roadmaps to others. Q. This afternoon, Q posted this, and this I think has to do with the fact that Barack Obama had a live address to the Americans about the violence and the rioting. So Q reposted an old drop, part of it, shadow presidency, shadow government, insurgency, irregular warfare. And then Q wrote today, the swamp runs deep. They want you divided. They want you labeled by race, religion, class, sex, etc. Divided, you are weak, no collective power. Divided, you attack each other and miss the true target, which is them. MSDNC projection regarding the scope and size meant to instill fear and basic follow the pack mentality. Psychology 101, echo chamber, groupthink. If the majority of people thinks XYZ, XYZ must be true. Pro-America versus anti-America. Reobtain power by any means necessary. Prevent public exposure of truth. Prevent accountability. Your life means nothing to them. Sheep. You are a vote when it matters and a dollar sign when it does not. Stand strong. Stand together. Humanity is good. Unity is humanity. Unity is peace. Be strong in the Lord. Pray for strength. Pray for guidance. Pray for America. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Thank you. And this afternoon, Charlie Kirk said, let me get this straight. Nancy Pelosi won't let Congress go back to work because of a lack of social distancing, yet she's walking around in a massive protest. Why are we still paying her salary if this is how she spends her time? And Q posted a link to that tweet. And there's a photo here of Nancy holding a Bible in front of a flag. POTUS walked to church. MSDNC says that POTUS cleared peaceful protesters using tear gas, rubber bullets, attack on humanity, racist, etc. Pelosi walk. MSDNC says Pelosi, Democrats, are one with the people and the black community. And then in brackets, protesters reaching out for her hand peacefully. POTUS holds a Bible. MSDNC's response, fake pictures created of Hitler holding a Bible. Project white supremacy narrative. Pelosi holds a Bible. MSDNC. Pelosi and Dems are a blessing for our black communities. Attempt to divide and control? Q. It is all about dividing and maintaining control. This afternoon, Q posted a link to this tweet by Eric Schmidt, who is the Missouri Attorney General, who tweeted out, in a stunning development, our office has learned that every single one of the St. Louis looters and rioters arrested were released back onto the streets by local prosecutor Kim Gardner. And Q responded to that, safe zones known, coordinated Q. Q just posted this. It is a screenshot of a tweet from President Trump from September of 2018. I'm draining the swamp and the swamp is trying to fight back. Don't worry, we will win. And Q wrote, the swamp runs deep. That gets us caught up to Q for today. If this broadcast has encouraged you, you might want to subscribe to my channel. You can also support me on Patreon. Link is in the description box. If you want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm, the link is also in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep our country in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.